This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Let's move on now to a conversation on South Africa's metals and engineering sector. SEFSA and the unions are calling for the sector to be reconstructed, reindustrialized, and developed again. And joining us to unpack, how we arrive at a point where we know for sure that the sector has declined. And also what we are asking for as a sector is the CEO at SEFSA, Lucio Trentini. Lucio, a pleasure. Good evening.
Good evening to you and a very good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so much for chatting to us this evening, Lucio. I do believe that, we're in a certain part of the cycle in the sector where, of course, we have lots of key stakeholders sitting around. It's a bargaining time. And this is where, this discussion about reconstruction, reindustrialization and development comes from. Help us understand all of that.
Okay, so we in the our next round of industry wage negotiations has commenced. In fact, it commenced towards the end of October and November last year, and we've been having talks, and the first proper round took place on Wednesday this week. And our current three-year deal comes to an end in June. And we've set ourselves the target of wanting to conclude a collective agreement covering terms and conditions of employment, wages, in addition to a number of other strategic issues that we think have been ignored over many, many years of collective bargaining in this industry. And one of the issues that we want to locate in the center of this year's collective agreement is a policy position on how we as the social partners in this industry, and that's employers who we represent about 170,000 workers, employed by member companies in the sector, and trade unions. We negotiate with six trade unions, some of the biggest trade unions in the country, NUMSA, NUM Solidarity, and others. And we believe that as stakeholders in our sector, the metals and engineering industry, a huge sector, 9,000 companies, at the moment 230,000 workers. It's quite scary that, 30 years ago, that number was almost double. So we've lost half of our workforce in the last three decades. A sector that is critical and strategic to the economy. The sector, generates about 900 billion rand in revenue a year. 340-odd billion rand is exported and earns, the country foreign exchange. And, we believe that we occupy a key spot, and we need, As social partners, never mind government, will have its turn at the table. But as employers and trade unions, we should be developing a industrial policy that focuses on our sector. The industrial policies that have been published by government over the years tend to be generic, tend to focus on manufacturing as a totality. And manufacturing is not uniform. There's different pockets in the manufacturing space in our economy. We occupy a key position. And as part of this year's settlement, we're looking to conclude a three-year deal to give us the time and space to work on what I'm talking about. We want to develop a policy that focuses on how we can jointly formulate a framework focused on rebuilding and repairing our besieged and battered economy in our sector. In other words, the metal and engineering industry economy.
I will tell you, Lucia, from our perspective, or maybe from the perspective of many, it would seem that the steel master plan, that would be industry targeted enough. It would also be nuanced enough to address some of the issues that you make mention of this evening. Is that not the case?
SEFSA as a employer body is a founding signatory to the steel master plan. We support its lofty goals and objectives. We stand fully behind, and so is NUMSA and Solidarity, by the way, and other trade unions. We fully support the Steel Master Plan, but what we are concerned about when it comes to the Steel Master Plan, that it is chasing too many ends and is not focused on our sector per se. This is a huge sector. We have everything from primary steel producers all the way down the value chain to, small and medium-sized businesses. And as a collective agreement, we've never tried to come up with a roadmap on how we can reindustrialize. The steel master plan started off with a bang, but over the last couple of months, it's really trickled to a crawl. And I think there's a lot happening in our country at the moment. You know, we know that there's an election on the horizon, not just around the corner. We've had a whole host of other, you know, issues. And the steel master plan has not really delivered on the promise that it came with, you know, when it was first unveiled as the roadmap to reindustrialize this important part of our economy. We won't walk away from the master plan. You know, we're still involved in those discussions. But what we need to do, we need to involve all employers in this industry around a framework to move forward. The problem with the steel master plan is only represents mainly CEPSA as a federation. And while CEPSA is huge, you know, with, as I said, 170,000 employees, you know, there are many, many more employers in the sector who participate in collective bargaining, and we want to rope into developing a framework for our industry.
Let's talk about that then, Lucho. You know, what the appropriate, maybe first to the appropriate stakeholders, and what exactly we're asking to happen here. Is it a meetings? Is it, you know, coming together and forming some sort of a document? Who looks after the document? What are we imagining here as we look ahead?
Okay, so as part of the collective bargaining ritual, there will be an agreement, hopefully, without having to go through the pain and angst of a stoppage. We had a strike in 2021, and I'm sure that your listeners that are in our industry will remember. We don't want a repeat of that. I mean, strikes in this industry are very costly. In 2021, the three-week strike cost our sector 600 million rand per day in terms of lost revenue. We can do without that. Thank you very much. You know, as I said, we've been talking about how we want to settle this round, you know, since October, November last year. We've done quite a lot in the background with the trade unions and the other stakeholders, the other employer stakeholders. There will be an agreement. We believe that we could structure an agreement around some key, let's call them spheres of influence. Obviously, we can't ignore the critical element of wages, but we see industrial policy being integral in whatever agreement we conclude. We've set ourselves the target of settling these discussions with a framework document by the 8th of May. Not that we will have the document ready by the 8th of May, but we will have the terms of reference of what we want to do and how we want to do it. Remember, we bargain in an organized space. Mm-hmm. We bargain under the auspices of the Metal and Engineering Industries Bargaining Council. That's our chamber. And the Bargaining Council will become the custodian of a collective agreement. Part of that collective agreement will be a policy position for reindustrializing the sector, which, by the way, has been on a downward trajectory since 2007. It's not as if this industry has been, you know, shooting the lights out from an economic point of view, and the future doesn't look bright. So we have to change the way that we tackle collective bargaining and use that platform to do more than just haggle over wages. Wages are important, don't get me wrong. We have to deal with wages up front. But once we've settled that issue and once we've put a formula and a model in place for the next 3 years, let's not waste that time by not spending enough time on more strategic and more important issues, like an industrial policy, like, for example, how we deal with load shedding in our sector. Many pockets of our industry have rolled out, for example, many alternative investments and interventions like load rotation, etc., when it comes to energy. Mm. There's a lot more that we can do as social partners in tackling these issues. If we don't, the government may come to our rescue, but we don't want to wait for that, because if that happens when government has time, we may have run out of time.
Absolutely get you. Well, we'll be closely in touch with you, Lucio, in your office, and just making sure that we're tracking how that all develops. Thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Wow, that was Lucio Trentini, Chief Executive Officer at CEPSA.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.